AM 1160.
Well, hi, friends. Good afternoon. Mark Elfstrand here with you. Nice to have you along with us. And perhaps if you're enjoying your ride home, maybe we can put a little thrill into that ride. Because joining us for the next several minutes is Joel Rosenberg, New York Times bestselling author of 11 novels and 5 nonfiction books as well. We have him on whenever we can manage a few minutes with him, also to stay in touch with what's happening in Israel. He is a dual citizen, both of Israel and the United States. His new fiction novel is just out. Another J.B. Collins featured book here called Without Warning. And Joel, good to talk to you again, my friend.
Hey, Mark, from the Big Apple. Good to be with you again. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no, of course, I'm not asking you to brag, but where is the book in terms of sales right now?
Well, that's a good question. It seems to have taken off with a bang. Of course, it's a thriller, so I got to be careful with that. But no, it's doing well. It's high up on the Barnes & Noble site. I think it was at 28 or 30 earlier today on there of all the books in the system, in the top 100 on Amazon. So we think it's doing well. It seems to be capturing attention. Rush Limbaugh talked about it yesterday. We're getting some interesting notice, and that's always fun. When you write a thriller, you spend all this time in the cave writing it. Now you hope that somebody pays attention and even wants to read it.
All right. So, Joel, in this series, what, the first one was The Third Target, right?
Correct.
Okay. And that was in January 2015, a couple of years ago now.
Yes.
All right. So you're averaging about one a year in this series.
That's right. And so this is the third. Now, Without Warning is a book that you could read by itself if you've not read the previous two in this trilogy. I wrote it in such a way that if you're just hearing, you know, you're driving home in Chicago right now and you're thinking, I never heard of this guy, never heard of these books. If this interests you, you can pick up Without Warning in hardcover, audio, or ebook, and just read it by itself, and you will get it. You will not need the backstory. But obviously, the best case scenario is that you read the two paperbacks first, The Third Target and The First Hostage, and then you'll understand exactly what's happening. This is about ISIS. It's about the Islamic State trying to they capture chemical weapons in Syria in book one, and they plan genocidal attacks against Israel, against Jordan, against the United States, and it all unfolds book by book up to Without Warning, which is really about ISIS penetrating inside the American homeland, attacking us here, and then the global hunt to take out the head of ISIS overseas.
Is there a single character or two that has more of a hero role in your series?
Well, there are two, really. A truly fictional character, you mentioned him, J.B. Collins. He's a New York Times foreign correspondent, a war correspondent, and we really are looking at the story from his eyes. It's literally written in the first person as though you are him and you're inside his head as he's going on this journey, this adventure, to try to understand what ISIS has, what they don't have, who they're trying to attack next. He's trying to get this story, and you go on this journey inside Syria, inside Iraq, inside Jordan, and all these other places as the story and the danger accelerates and intensifies. The other hero is actually a real person, but I turned him into a character. It's the King of Jordan, King Abdullah II. Now, that's a risk, okay? I'm Jewish. I'm also an evangelical. I'm a dual U.S.-Israeli citizen, as you said. And so it's a risk to write about a Muslim monarch, a direct descendant of the Prophet Muhammad, the Muslim so-called prophet, and you make him a character in your book, you could get banned from the kingdom. But he is such an interesting person in real life. Again, his family once ruled Mecca and Medina for 900 years. And yet, he, as the king of Jordan, is a strategic ally with the United States. He's fighting ISIS. He's the former head of special forces for all of Jordan. So this is an actual action figure, in a sense. He has a peace treaty with Israel that he maintains. I mean, this is a character we'd have to make him up.
Yeah.
And I didn't think anyone would believe me if I wrote a character fictionally like him. So I just made him a named character. What's interesting, Mark, is last year he actually read one of the books.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, has he seen this? But he's read one of the earlier ones, so that's what I read.
He's now read the first two in the series.
Wow.
And we got him this third one.
Wow.
And I'm waiting to see what he thinks, but I can tell you, when he rather than banning me from the kingdom, he was so intrigued with the novel series that he invited my wife and me to come visit him and his top generals for 5 days last year. And it was astounding. Probably the most interesting week I had ever spent in my life. We had lunch with the king. He took us to a live military exercise where they were training Jordanian forces to fight ISIS. I had a 2.5-hour private dinner with him at his personal palace.
Huh.
It was amazing. And I would say you can't make this stuff up. I do that for a living. But in this case, it was real.
You know, so many have observed about you that you seem to have a handle on events occurring in history before they happen. Did he give you any indication that he perceived that about your writing?
Well, I've got to be careful. I don't want to quote him or even characterize what he said to me.
Right.
I'm allowed to say, you know, that we did this. I can talk about the trip itself, but I do need to be careful. He did say, I think it's okay to say this, that, you know, when I met him, he had only read the second in the series.
Okay.
So I brought him copies of the first. And the first novel in the series, as I think you just mentioned, is called The Third Target.
Mm-hmm.
And so we gave him several copies for him and his family and his advisors. And I said, can I just show you, Your Majesty, the first sentence in the first novel, the first page, says, I had never met a king before. So there I am. My wife and I are having lunch with him in the palace. And he pulls out a pen and he writes, well, you have now.
Yeah.
And he signed his name in English and in Arabic. It's pretty cool. He was incredibly gracious. And he really did give us a lot of insights into what his country is doing to fight ISIS and to protect their people and how closely he wants to work with the United States in defeating ISIS. We were very moved and touched by his hospitality and impressed with him as a leader.
Okay, so he signed something for you. Did you graciously write a nice note in his copy of the new book?
Yes. Well, I did hear that he's very curious to see what he does in this last book.
Okay.
And how the story winds up. I'm not going to hint, but yes, and also my youngest son. We have four boys. And my youngest son actually wrote him a personal note that he wanted me to take and give to His Majesty. And I did that, and it was very sweet. He read it at dinner and then signed a little note and sent it back to my son, Noah. So, you know, you think about that. Again, a Muslim monarch, our most faithful Sunni Arab ally,
yeah,
sitting down with a Jewish evangelical novelist.
Yeah.
It was pretty amazing. So when you write a novel, Mark, you just want your mother to be able to find it at a bookstore near her house. Like, that's your goal.
Yeah.
For people all over the country, all over the world to read it, it's kind of interesting. I just saw Vice President Pence a couple weeks ago in Washington. He's been a fan of our novels for a long time, he and his wife, Karen. I brought him his and her copies, advanced copies. People in the House and the Senate, they're reading them. But that's not why I write them, but it is interesting to see where they wind up.
Didn't you have some connection with Prime Minister Netanyahu for a few years?
Well, I worked for him briefly back in, it was 16, almost 17 years ago. I was on his comeback campaign team in the fall of 2000. Now, Mark, let's not overstate it. It took him 9 years to come back.
Okay? So I see.
I can't take, you know, I don't want people to think, oh, he's some big advisor. But I do remain close to his staff, and they all have the books. And,
well, that was my question. Has he read it? Do you know, or any of them?
I don't know if he's ever actually read one of the novels. I know that people that are close advisors, who really are advisors to him, have and have enjoyed them. But I don't know. But I will say, after my first novel back in 2002, it was called The Last Jihad, he actually invited me to come for a week to Israel. And he and his staff, he was foreign minister at that time, mm-hmm. under Prime Minister Sharon. And so I met with him privately, and then he had me meet for a week with various top experts as I was mapping out my next novel. So that was the first time something like that had happened. Now, it's true, I had some connection to him already, but I was very moved that he would invite me to come and spend a week with him and his top team. Now the Jordanians have, I'd like to go to Egypt next.
Yeah, well, I just think it'd be great if in the future the King of Jordan and the President of Egypt and the Prime Minister of Israel get together and discuss Joel Rosenberg books. I just think that would be a wonderful idea.
They have bigger fish to fry, but as people read Without Warning, I think you're going to see a lot of behind-the-scenes strategy and tactics that the United States, the Israelis, the Egyptians, the Jordanians are working closely together to fight ISIS. The novel is fiction, obviously, but it's really inspired by a lot of things that I do learn from these people, things I'm not allowed to really say, like on the record, but I am trying to paint a picture of the historic cooperation right now between Israel and the Sunni Arab nations against ISIS, against Iran. Something dramatic is happening, and President Obama didn't pick up on it and assist it, but I think President Trump and his team, they're beginning to sense that there's a way to help encourage the Arab states and Israel work together against these common enemies. And so you'll see it fictionally played out in Without Warning.
And that is, again, just I was looking at one reviewer who said that Joel's story had me inhaling the pages in notably fewer sittings than I'd normally take for a novel of this length, and I'd highly recommend it to any other fans of those who like Christian fiction who can stand a solid punch in the soul. Oh,
well, that was very kind. Yeah. Wow. And it's interesting, Christian fiction. So it's true that I'm an evangelical.
Yeah.
It's true
he put it in that category. You know, yeah.
As my publisher. And that there is a spiritual theme running through the book. But this book would also appeal to anybody.
Yeah.
And it's interesting that it does well in the Amazon, Barnes & Noble, general market world, as well as in the Christian world. And in fact, because the gospel is woven through it, I meet lots of people who not only read the novels themselves, but they'll buy copies and give it to somebody at work or a neighbor or a parent or a kid who doesn't know the Lord, and as a way of sort of sharing a good story, but also a gospel presentation done in a very careful and I hope winsome way.
Yeah, I hope so too, because of course, so that is how we help advance the gospel. Well, Joel, you know, we're cheering for you, my friend. If people want the copies of the book, they can be found on Amazon, bookstores everywhere. The title of it is Without Warning. As you said, it could be read independent of the previous two, but if you can, go on Amazon and someplace and check out the first two, and will be spellbound. So,
well, thank you. And it's, of course, available at Lifeway and Christian Book Distributors and all the rest. So, and you can even go to my site, joelrosenberg.com. We've got links to all the major general market and Christian bookstores, and you can get them at pretty good discounts.
Okay. Without Warning is the title of the book. Thanks again, Joel, for your time, and have fun in the Big Apple.
Great to be with you, Mark. Thank you so much.
Blessings, my friend. We take a time out. Tell you what's coming up next in just a moment.
This is Let's Talk with Mark Elfstrand on AM 1160.